Today, let's talk about respectable sins, quote, unquote, John chapter 8, verses 33 through 34. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. They answered Jesus, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we will be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Sin has become, well, respectable. Some sins, that is. Many believers, they'll rail about certain sins of society while harboring their favorite personal sins. In his excellent book titled Respectable Sins, Confronting the Sins We Tolerate, Jerry Bridges notes that many believers deflect the idea of sins to those outside the church who commit the flagrant ones. Here's what Bridges says. Has the idea of sin all but disappeared from us also? No, it's not disappeared, but it has in many places been deflected to those outside of our circles who commit flagrant sins such as abortion, homosexuality, and murder, and notorious white-collar crimes of high-level corporate executives. It's easy for us to condemn those obvious sins while virtually ignoring our own sins of gossip and pride, envy, bitterness, and lust, and even our lack of gracious qualities that Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. On the whole, we appear to be more concerned about the sins of society than we are about the sins of the saints. Bridges reminds followers of Christ that God has not given us the right to establish values for different sins. All sins enslave us, Jesus says, even the quote-unquote respectable ones. Heavenly Father, show me if I am living with two categories of sins. Please don't let me live with respectable sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you here at The Journey, please email your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.